Walker says that in the next couple weeks, he'll unveil a budget repair bill for the current fiscal year. What that means is that the state's revenue from taxes and fees is falling short of what's needed to pay the bills between now and the end of June. The governor says he'll know more when numbers are finalized later this week or early next. Speaking to reporters yesterday, he wouldn't elaborate much more than that.
We certainly have some ongoing concerns about the way things were left from the last administration.
Republican Senator Alberta Darling, who co-chairs the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, says whether to open up the current budget will be the governor's call. If that happens, Darling says it would mean more cuts to state government.
I think we're going to have to look at labor costs, because basically that's some of the biggest part of our budget, labor costs. And anything that's not been spent to date, we're going to have to look at where those monies are and recommend that they just be put on hold in many cases.
While Governor Walker inherited most of the state's budget troubles, the proposals he's introduced in his special session on jobs will actually deepen the deficit, at least over the next two-year budget. In a statement, La Crosse Assembly Democrat Jennifer Schilling said Walker's proposals flew in the face of his, quote, rhetoric on fiscal responsibility. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.